The World This Week, Business.
The Federal Reserve left its key interest rate on hold at a range of between 5.25 and 5.5%, but it also published projections that suggested it would cut rates three times in 2024. That delighted investors. Stock markets surged, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing at a new all-time high. The Fed's decision came after data for November showed that America's annual inflation rate had slowed only slightly to 3.1%, and the core rate, which excludes food and energy, had remained at 4%. A federal judge in San Francisco found that Google's Play App Store was a monopoly, a victory for Epic, the gaming company behind the Fortnite series. Epic brought the case, accusing Google of rigging competition in the market for Android apps so that it could charge excessive fees. Epic wanted to use its own payment system that avoided the fees. Epic lost a similar case against Apple in 2021, though that was decided solely by a judge. The matter will probably end up in the Supreme Court. Anglo American's share price plunged by 19% on the day it announced plans to curtail production, including its iron ore operations in South Africa. The mining company has been hurt by a number of factors, such as higher costs and lower market prices for diamonds. There was more consolidation in the energy industry as Occidental agreed to buy Crown Rock, a privately held shale oil producer, in a transaction valued at $12 billion. BP said that Bernard Looney, its former chief executive, would forfeit up to £32.4 million or $41 million for serious misconduct that led to his resignation in September. The board alleges that Mr. Looney misled it about his personal relationships with employees. A federal judge in Texas upheld the state's ban on public sector employees using TikTok on government-issued devices. The judge found that although this prevented public universities carrying out research on the Chinese-owned video platform, Texas had an interest in protecting privacy. The ruling is narrower in scope than the recent decision by a judge in Montana to impose an injunction on a total statewide ban on TikTok there. The European Union's member states and the European Parliament reached a provisional agreement on regulating the use of artificial intelligence, the details of which are now being worked out by officials. The deal includes mandates to assess the risks from large language models that power AI tools such as ChatGPT and measures to mitigate them. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, warned that the new act could stifle innovation at European firms.